Shalom Yisrael. We do greet you in the mighty name of Yahweh, in the precious Tikvah, the hope of Yahshua HaMashiach, the Lamb of Yisrael. Here's a dynamic message of Torah teaching and revelation of the power of Yahshua HaMashiach. May your heart delight in this truth in Yahshua's mighty name.
Yisrael cried, hallelujah. 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 Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, for Yah shall speak healing truth to you this day. Be at shalom. Shalom. For his word is a healer. Hallelujah. So we do barak him for all things. The blessings that pours out of our lips, that have life in it, to Tota Yah for all things. And we gather here in the Bayat, the place of fellowship with the Abba and his son Yahshua. And we sing praises unto him with great delight, for it is a great privilege to worship him. And Yah has granted us this privilege to know him and the power that we know that our sins are pardoned, we are forgiven for our sins, and that we are cleansed from the power of iniquity. And that is what brings about the pure worship unto Yah, that when a man knows that he has been pardoned from his iniquitous ways, and the shackles and the chains of death do not bring him down to the level of destruction. And so it's a great honor to worship him. It's a great honor to come before him and to brak. Out of our voices, the life that is in us. And the life is Yahshua the Lamb. For the words that he spoke unto Israel, they were words by the power of the Ruach. And they had the life of Almighty Yahweh in them. And he speaks unto us by Yahshua today. There were sun-dried times that he spoke to them by the mandate of the Nobi as he dealt with them. Now he speaks to us in an excellent way by the living power or the living imat truth of his Torah. And the Torah, the Mishrah, the government of Yah, it is alive. And it is real. It is our strength to overcome the very dark powers of the world in this hour that we are living in. That our minds will be clear to serve him. And we must serve him. We must serve Almighty Yahweh. We must worship Shakar, him in Ruach. We must move in a lively, living Ruach. There must be a spirit in us that has life. It has the breath of life. It must be vibrant. It must be alive. You cannot worship him in the deadness and the soulness of this corrupt flesh. It cannot express the power of Todah unto Yah. And that's why we must be led by his Ruach, the spirit of Yahweh. When a man is not led by that, his mind is given over, he is controlled by a corrupt mandate. And that corrupt mandate will rise up against Yah. As the Hebraic expression, it will kum. It will rise up. It will rise up with hostility. Now we never do that, do we? That our inward parts will rise up against Yah. It is a kum. It is a dissatisfaction with what Yahweh speaks unto us. It is a disenchantment with the Torah of Almighty Yahweh. And once we began to rise up, this spirit of kum began to rise up in us. It began to chisel away. It began to bring death. That is why the message of the end time, this everlasting truth, must be declared unto Israel. And the reason why we must understand the severity of the Mishpatim, the judgments of Almighty Yahweh, we must begin to become very serious about the things of our Abba. We're not very serious. This is a generation that is given over to folly and frivolity. It loves things that are stupid and childlike. It relishes in those kinds of things. The conversation of this generation, it relishes in jocularity and folly. Things that are sober and make sense according to the Torah of Yah. It doesn't bring the kind of expression that jocularity and folly will bring. That we are consumed with this spirit of laughter. I know that there is a time to laugh. But we're in a time where we must be sober. We're in a time where our conscience must be clear. We're in the time whereby we must be vigilant. We're in a time whereby we must be watchful and watching for our salvation. We must be about the Abba's business. And we cannot be about His business if we are serenading around in this surreal world. For the world of Yahweh is real. This America is a false illusion that brings disillusion in the minds of the people. They have no strength at all today. There's a generation of beggary and weakness. It's a generation that possesses not the character of Yeshua HaMashiach. It's a generation that possesses the character, the expression, the physical persona of Shatan. It's not one that represents Yeshua. And the power of the living promises of Yahweh, that's what the body of Yahshua represented. It represented the power of the living promises of the Abba. And if Yahshua dwells in Israel, there ought to emanate out of us the power of the living promises of His truth that flows from Israel. Now what flows from the people today, it is just folly. It is triviality. It's not based upon soundness of Torah. Our emotions are based upon this visceral or this emotionalism that abides in us. And that's why it is a generation that cum, it withstands. It rises up against Yahweh. When the word of Yahweh is spoken unto you, and you rise up against that. That's what this generation does. When Yah speaks to you to govern your mind and to bring you under the disciplines of His Torah to perfect the things that remain, and you rise up, you allow this vile thing to rise up and to withstand Yah. He is not going to tolerate that. But Pastor Roberts, if you could give us things more delicate, things that are more appropriate in our physiological stance or our battles that we're in, your battle is not one that is physical. It is one that has a great dynamics to it. It is a spiritual battle that is governed by spiritual laws, that is governed by spiritual powers, that you must be of the mind of the Ruach. You must have a spiritual mind. We lose because we're trying to fight with a natural mind. We are trying to conquer these things with a natural mind, and they will never work. That's why we must allow the power of the living mind of Yahweh, which was in Yeshua, it must be in Israel. And when that mind is in Israel, she will prevail against every power that rise up against her, against the demonic forces of darkness. But it must be that mind. We must have that mind. We cannot allow the mind that cum to rise up against Yah. There is nothing more despicable that causes a parent's anger or parents' anger to be vented when a son or a daughter rise up in the strength of their corruption, their vileness, of they think and that they know. There's nothing more disgusting, more putrid than that. nothing at all. And it will cause thoughts in the parent's mind, actions that will be performed that they did not realize that they would do that to a child. That they will lash out, they will strike them in a manner that is deserving of what attitude that they possess. We must have the attitude of Yeshua. That's why Yahweh is going to pour out a vengeance and a wrath that cannot be comprehended by the natural mind of man. When we get the spiritual mind of Yeshua, we will comprehend what he's about to do. And when we comprehend that, it will create the psychological yare, the fear of Yah. When we don't think he's watching, we know that he is watching. When we do not think that he is near, we know that he is near. When we do not think that his eyes are upon us, we know that he watches over us. We must have that kind of mindset. Because if you do not, you will never hear the message that should be declared unto Israel. This message that should be preached kara to all that dwells in the Olam. It must be declared unto every nation, unto every kindred, and every tongue. And if you look at this message that must be declared, it is one that creates the yare, the fear of Yah. For his mishpatim, his judgments, they are true and they are accurate. Nothing shall circumvent or prevent Yah from pouring out a righteous, a tzaddik judgment upon the nations of the world. And from the cauldron of Babel, of Babylon, America, the gates of all gods, the God-worshipping nation, a nation that is built upon the God worship, that opens the gate to every kind of vile, perverted, putrefied spirit that can be imaginable. There is nothing that is unimaginable in this nation. There are thoughts that cause this nation, I'm telling you, do not predominate in other nations. There are things that we do that are not down on the scale in the nations of the world. She is the seat and the cauldron of wickedness. She is Babel personified. And that's why the minds are confused today. That's why the thoughts do not gender or generate the conscious awareness of Yah. We can ask ourselves, we can be hypocritical about it in our activities, our process of processing information. Does it create this constant awareness of Yahweh? Or is it one of the lustful greed and the defiance of the Torah of Yahweh? Or is it a mind that is consumed with the legitimacy of the Torah, its actions, his statutes, his ordinances in our lives? Or is it one that is consumed with such corruption and vileness that our prayer language can never be developed? That our communing with Yah, it has no significance because we have no time for him. You say things that you ought not to say, preacher. We don't know Yahweh. Neither do we know his son. Hallelujah. I'm going to conclude this message today, but there are things that I do want to touch on. We don't know the word of Yah. We really do not. I want to read something because we are going to deal with this message that should be kara, should be preached to the nations and the kingdoms. Because the spirit of Babel, the spirit of the power of Babel, is the whoredom and fornication against Yah in the idolatrous practices that they serve the God, the damnable God of their putrefied bellies, that is filled with every kind of unclean spirit, every kind of vile thing. And that is what they serve. And so this, the spirit of whoredom, the spirit of wickedness, this spirit of uncleanliness, it comes by this flirtatious fornication against the things of Yah, this spiritual idolatry that Yah command us not to be a part of. If it's one thing I've said through the many years I preach, I have said this. If there is one thing that caused the wrath and the terror of Yah to fall upon a people, it is when they began to walk in aloofness, in spiritual fornication, adultery and whoredom, that they have turned their love away from the power of His imat, His truth. When a nation begins to do that, you must understand that this nation, she is the God-centered nation. Whereby the Hindus or the Buddhists, whereby the Islamic or the Muslims, whereby the Krishnas and the Christians, anyone can have the rights, may have the comforts or intrigue in their gods. And that is what happened to Solomon. We began to build the high places and the towers to gods. And Yah had to bring him down and destroy and bring about a great divide in Israel, whereby the true seed of Yehudah shall serve the Abba in Ruach, in his spirit of life, and in the power of his constitution, his Mishrah, which is his Torah, that they would serve him that way. And Israel would perform this natural fleshly acts of deeds that we saw when he brought all Israel out of Mizraim, that the first thing they began to do, they began to build their gods, they began to eat, they began to have the sensual orgies of fleshly appetite. Well, Pastor Roberts, we don't do that. Brothers and sisters, when you allow your mind to be carried by a lust that is so uncontrollable, I don't care what the lust is, that it will destroy the workings of the power of the Torah in you. Where the word of Yahweh has no power to conform your mind by the Ruach or the Spirit of Yeshua, then that is a twisted mentality. It is of the same nature of Israel coming out of Mizraim. They did it in a natural display, and we do it in one that is so covert. It is a spiritual one that it alters our emotions, make us think erratic and crazy, and make us presume to become presumptuous. That's what it does. And that is the thing that is transpiring. What is happening today, and if we do not have men to understand that, then we are among a bunch of weak men. And that's just the truth. That is how that spirit of whoredom always rises up. It is through the presence of weak men. It always rises up. That's why Yah said, you eradicate that from Israel. Shaul says unto Corinthians, he said, one has had his own avat wife. And the thing that you even take some kind of gloating in it, he said, that one shall be given over unto Shatan, unto hell for destruction. We don't hold fast to the things of Yah, do we? We don't hold fast to his truth. That's this twisted-minded generation. It is twisted. It is corrupt. It has no ahava for Almighty Yahweh. And I will not alter the dimension of His Word. I know what His Word says. It's just that the people do not know. They have no understanding. Their minds are dark. Their countenance. Come on, look at your, just look at your neighbor. Turn to someone and look how dark they are. Look at that. The countenance is dark. There is no apprehension of the word of Yahweh. None whatsoever. Period. I will read something. It says this. And if it's false, then you all say it's false. The message must be declared. It must be karah. Declared with an authoritative mandate from Yah. It cannot be one that is shallow. I want you all to turn to scripture and read along with me in Jeremiah. Now, if this is a lie, then you tell me it is a lie. If it is the truth, you better hear. It says in Jeremiah, the weeping no be of Yah, In the 23rd chapter, verse 25, I will read a few verses here. Now, if this is not truth, or if it's something that I have made up or injected, then you let me know, and I will repent right here. But the word of Yah says, as Jeremiah speaks with the authoritative charisma of Yah, another rock, he says in verse 25, chapter 23, he says, as Yah speaks to you, Israel, Yahweh says, I've heard what the pseudo of the Nobi, the prophets, said. He said, they prophesied lies in my name, said, I have dreamed and I have dreamed. Now, this is a generation that loves dreams. It loves false analogies. Do you ever sit and dream? We think and we have thoughts about one another. This is a generation that does that. But this is a generation that loves prophets, these pseudo-nabis that love to tell them dreams. He said, how long shall this be in the lab of the false or the prophets that prophesy shekah lies, that prophesy destruction? He says, yes, they are prophets. They are prophets of tomor, or deceit. That's what they are. They are prophets of deceit. They are prophets of treachery and fraud. He said, and they prophesy out of their own love, their own hearts, who attempt to cause my people to forget my name. And the prophecies have caused the people to forget the name of Yah. They don't care what is being spoken. They want one thing, and that is the satisfaction of their carnality, their flesh, which is enmity against Yahweh. He said, I've caused the people to forget my name, and the prophets today, these pseudos, there is not even the mentioning of the name of the Most High. Not in the poetic form, Yah, or any other form. He said, by their dreams they have caused them to forget my name. By their dreams which they tell every man to his neighbor, as their avat have forgot my name for Baal, and that is literally, they have replaced the name of Yah for Baal, for Lord. Now that's what he is saying. They say they love the Lord, they love Baal, but they don't love Yah. He tell us to love Yah with all of our love, all of our soul, all of our mind, and all of our nefesh, our strength, our nefesh, our soul. That's what he says. So they have taken the name of Yahweh and turned it into Baal. And the nation and the nations of the world have forgotten his name. Only Israel, only the Levites of Israel would draw from the stroll of power whereby Yah would resurrect them from the bondage of darkness and hell when their enemies arose up against them. They went back to the stroll to set their feet in order to obey Yah. We must go back to the stroll. Torah of Yah. Began to allow the mandate of his Mishurah, his government, to guide us and to take us along his path and not our path of deception. But Pastor Roberts, you must speak things to make us feel at ease. I cannot. Why? Let me read on. He says in verse 28, he says the prophet that has a dream, let him tell a dream. And he that has my word, let him speak my word faithfully and not. One with assurance. One with correction. A seriousness. A word that you can rely upon. And I have the word of Yah. You have the dream, but I have the word. He say, what is chaff to wheat, saith Yah. And he asked the question. Yahweh says, is not my word like a fire? Is not my word like a fire? If I'm reading wrong from the book, reject what I'm saying. He said, is not my word like a fire? He did not say it was like a kindle fire. He just said, it is a Aisha. It is a consuming supernatural fire. He said, is not my word like a fire? Is not the word of Yah like a fire? is not, that's why he says, as wheat is to chaff, because the fire of the word of Yah consumes chaff. It is the truth, my daughter to Zion. Truth. So the question to you is, his word like a fire? Not only is like a fire, but evangelist Home will remind us of this, saith Yah. He says, and is it not like a patish, a hammer that break the rocks in pieces? Is it not like a hammer, a patish, that breaks the rock? What rock? The stoniness of your life. Is not that the word of Yah? Is not that its power and its purpose? It is like a fire to consume the weak things of your life. It is like a hammer, a patish, to break up that stony, rebellious heart, your stony countenance, because your countenance is stony, because the love is stony. Is not the word of Yah that way? For the prophets, should they, these pseudos, they tell them dreams and lies to satisfy the masses of the people. But Yah says unto Jeremiah, he says unto him, is not my word like an Aisha? Like a supernatural fire that consumes. You can't see it. You cannot see the fire of a nuclear bomb. But it burns. It literally, that's the devastation of nuclear reaction. It sets everything on fire. That's what it does. There was an Agent Orange that they dropped in Vietnam. Evangelist Horn could tell you about that if he was alive. And it was to defoliate or to strip out the leaves, every living vegetation. It was dropped to kill that. And the reason this diabolical, satanic nation America did that, that they may find it easier to kill the Viet Congs, to destroy them. 55,000 soldiers lost their lives in a hellish, wicked battle of greed and supremacy. They sent your daughters and sons to the fire of Moloch. There must always be wars. That's why Yahshua said there will be wars and rumors of war. Because it is a form of a massive sacrificial offering. Babylon was the gate to the gods. They have sent the boys and girls over there. The women are committing whorums and every kind of vile act sexually can be imagined. They have turned away from the natural use of men. Have turned from that use. And they offer them up to the gods of hell. And this damn Republican, the conservative white trash, and the liberal black trash, yes they are, to hell with them. And these children of hell, these men sit back and they send the sons and daughters to the city of the gods, where the gate of the gods are opened. The reason we don't know much, because we don't have the ability to hear, and we're not ready to listen. The spirit of whoredom, I don't care who it's on. I don't care who that spirit that is upon you brings about a God idolatry worship. Whether you receive that or not. Hallelujah. And you don't have to listen to me either. It makes no difference. Hallelujah. I declare you the word of Yah. So he said there are prophets that have dreams. Well, the people love dreams today, don't they? That's what they like. Prophesy unto me sweet things. Tell me nice things. Tell me flattery things about me. Hallelujah. They love things like that. When a man flatters you, he's a deceived man. He brings destruction. I will tell you the truth. Is not the word of Yah like a fire? Is it? Is the word of Yah like a fire? Is that in the book? Is it the truth or a lie? Did this come from Yahweh or did it come from Jeremiah? It came from Yah. And he says it's like a hammer. And it's gonna break, it in the smithereens. It's going to break it down. It's going to destroy it. And that is what the word of Yah does. It breaks down your altars. It breaks down your high places. It breaks down your high-mindedness. What a wicked generation. To be high-minded, it is such a weak trivialness of the weakness you possess. You're not even weak. To be full of pride. That's such a weakness and a wickedness. That's not even childlike. It's juvenileness. I'm not going to stop preaching, sister. Cannot. I got my life in the balance at stake. I look at the obituary. I don't read who's died. I look at the number, the ages, and I see a lot of them my age. Hallelujah. I got to set this course right, and the only way it's going to be set right is by the hearing of the preaching of the word of Yah. I want the five Yah to consume. There's chaff among Israel. That's what it is. It doesn't produce anything. You separate the wheat from the chaff. It's of no purpose. It cannot serve any time at all. He said, my word is like a fire. And not only is my word like a fire, it's like a hammer. It is going to break up the rock. And what is more adamant of a rock than our own mind, our own heart, your own will, your own desire, your own purpose. And the reason it's not broken, because we can't hear Yah. When a man hears Yah, there's a transformation. When a daughter that is a true daughter to Yah, when she hears Yah, there's a transformation and a conforming to the standards of Yah. Because she represents Israel. I was reading last night the book of Ruth. And as I began to read it, I saw it in a light that I've never seen it in all of my life. I saw the beauty of the essence of Ruth. Oprah was different. She wanted to go back to her ways. But Ruth, because she was the pure epitome of Israel, and Boaz, the Yoshak, to save Israel, even in the midst of all of the chaoticness, and yet Yah shows a favor. It has the great pasada of the richness of Almighty Yahweh. Yet Boaz says to her, even though she had a husband that had died, he said, there is no daughter in Israel that is more virtuous. There's nothing like a virtuous daughter. A Jezebel will bring hell upon anything. And the Jezebel spirit will destroy any works. It will induce a witchcraft, satanic spirit, whereby your mind cannot obey Yah, but it will oppose Yah. That is what is in this nation. That is what that is the strength of this nation. That's why this message must be declared in this nation and the nations of the world, that every tongue, every kindred may hear and may understand. His word is like a fire, and when you begin to come, we raise up our own standards against the standards of Yah. We began to allow our stubborn, wicked will to raise up, to kum, to rise up, to be defiant, to oppose Him, to resist Him, to deny Him. And also figurative, it means to oppose Yahweh. When we rise up. I've searched it out in that vernacular, or in that rise up, rose up. And it implies the same thing, kum, to defy Yah, to oppose Yah. So when the hammer of Yah's word began to break up the stony ground, we oppose that, don't we? We don't like that. Just like the one down in Atlanta said that she heard that I called her Jezebel. Well, I did not call her Jezebel, but a Jezebel spirit will rise up against Yahweh. It will. It will resist Yah, and when one resists the word of Yah, that is a Jezebel spirit. That is the nature of this nation. It is birthed in the sons and daughters. The mothers and the fathers birth it there because they have been birthed and bathed in the same spirit. They don't know the name of Yah. They have turned away from the disciplines of Yah, and they raise up seed as unto them, just like the mother, just like a hala, a halaba, so is the daughter, just like the daddy is the son. Hallelujah. Oh, I don't take anything back. I will be less than a weak man to take it back. It is what Yah says. And if I take that back, then I compromise Yahweh. I want to get into the depth of the message, but I want to read something. Hallelujah. You know, a brother wrote me a letter. He sent an offering this week, a tremendous offering. He's down in Texas. And he wrote me an email. He said, Pastor Roberts, I tell you, if I don't learn something every day, then I feel shallow. That's just the way I am. And he sent me a letter. Well, Pastor Roberts, you boast. No, I show you that if Yah can take an ignoramus like this man and use him that he may declare his truth, that he can cause the same scepter to rise in Israel, and that will be the same desire and the same delight in his truth. But it says this, he writes this to me. He says, Shabbat Shalom, Pastor Roberts. And I did not know if you have seen or thought about this or not, but I think that it is interesting. It seems that all the educated people like doctors, lawyers, priests, popes, and politicians are mostly sophisticated people. Would you all believe that? You tell me that folks that have a higher degree of learning, they don't act what we call, what we have determined as sophisticated. Now, we all may have a meaning of sophistication, and we all, as I and you, we may determine what we think it means, right? So do not they all, in our understanding of the word sophisticated in their demeanor, their action, their deeds, do not they act sophisticated? Do not they act that way in our understanding? You see, I did not know what the word sophistication meant until he showed me something here. And I went to the Webster, the Merriam-Webster, to see if it was so. And this is what he sends me. He says, the main entrance, sophisticated, pronunciated, sophisticat, transit verb. But this is what it means. It is a Greek word, sophistikos. It means to alter, listen now, to alter deceptively. And that is to have a deception, deceit, lies. Especially, now when I saw this, look up the word in the Webster, one of you brothers back there. Sophisticate. And see if I am just speaking. Now this is what man says it means. It is one that especially, look at now, adulterate. It is an adulterous. Do not all the sophisticated folks of Hollywood, do not they act in that demeanor? Brings light to the word, doesn't it? Hallelujah. It's adulterous. Look, to desire, a deprive, the person that is sophisticated, they are deprived of genuineness. They're not genuine, they're false. They're deprived of that. They are naturallessness. Naturalness. They have no natural ebb or no natural flow in their demeanor. It is all predicated upon a deception and a lie. Is not this nation here supposed to be the most sophisticated nation for technology? She is an adulterous nation. She is a wicked nation. She is the seat of Babel. She is where the gods flow, or the spirit of the gods flow. That's what she is. She is the nation of where the gods flow. Now this is in the Merriam-Webster dictionary. This is not what I declare, but what it declares unto us. It says, or simplicity. They're simple and they're dumb. Simplicity especially to deprive of naivety or naiveness. They have no naive. They're naive and make worldly wise. Disillusion, to make complicated or complex. Now that is what it means. And it denotes as to what this nation is about. She thinks she has the most sophisticated weaponry, and yet a little group of men with just a few little explosive, 180,000 men cannot subdue. Vietnam, the size of Mississippi. Little small country. And they blew it to hell. They dropped the Agent Orange. That messed up many soldiers. That Agent Orange, it would eat them from the inside out. That's what it would do. It will strip the foliage. It will begin to eat the person from the inside out. That's what they dropped there in Iraq. And the reason they have destroyed Iraq and they have destroyed Afghanistan, because they want the oil of Kazakhstan and Uzbekistan. This is a wicked nation. And the men that are at top, they are controlled by demons of hell. They are sold out to hell. They run your educational system. They teach your sons and your daughters to offer up the spirit of whoredom unto the gods of Babel. It is a sophisticated nation. It's a foolish, delusional nation. It has no strength at all. That is right, my brother. Truth. Emet. The faithfulness of Yah, his emet. Not emet, but emet. His faithfulness, his sternness, his forthrightness. That's what I want. I don't want a shallow jackleg preacher telling me nothing. I don't want a man that cannot stand upright. And let the fire of the word of Yah pour out of his mouth. I want the fire of the word of Yah. I will say to upset us often. When I was on the evangelist Hartsfield, when the fire did not pour, I was not refreshed that day. It is one thing that fire does, it makes everything clean. It purges out the dross, it purges out the unclean things. And when there's not a word of fire, we will stay unclean. Our minds will not think of the things of Yahweh. So we need the fire. We need the hammer of his words. And that is what is going to go out. It's going to be like the mouth of Elijah. The word of Yah is going to pour out like a living fire. Not these damnable wicked men that, because they are shortwave men like R.G. Stab, the hypocritical dog birthed out of hell, a bastard of whoredom. His mind is created that way. Not dogs of that nature. The man of strength that defy a dog like that and show the dog that he has the birth of hell and darkness. These cowardly men of this Christendom made the people forget the name of Yahweh. I will not back down. I will not. If I do that, kill me, Yahweh, and that's my prayer. I have two prayers. Don't let me, three, don't let me be a hypocrite. Don't let me touch a daughter of Zion. Kill me, Yahweh. And don't let me back down. Don't let me preach a false message. Those three things kill me. Take me out. I mean that with everything in me. I need that. I need that to my Abba. And I know he hears the prayers of a Sadiq man. Take me out, Yah. Take me out. And I mean that wholeheartedly. I mean it with everything. I don't fear that. Take me out. It caused the people to forget the name of Yah. It caused the people to forget the one that brought them out. And so this whore, this Jezebel, this gate has been opened to this when they came to this nation. Pillage and death, and they set up idols. And they brought this false doctrine based upon the greed and the lust of man, Christendom. It was a twisted form of the word of Yah. And it twisted the minds of the people where the Torah of Yah was not relevant. Where the truth of Yah, there was not the fire. These men that they called pioneers, they were raised up from hell. I don't care if it's the Shambox. I don't care if it's the Oral Roberts. How do I know? Because the proof is in the pudding. With a man that has the true Ruach of Yah, if he was old, he would die like Abraham. That he said that he would die like Yosef. He said, when you get out of Misraim, I know Yah is going to deliver you. And when you go out, I want you to take my bones. Don't leave them there. Leave them there, because the promises of Yah are sure, and he's going to make you free, Israel. These are dogs. We see them dying. The Billy Grahams, they're false pseudo dogs raised up by hell. They've caused the nations to deny the name of Yah. She has been raised up by the spirit of Babel of Horam. Look at the dogs like Oral Roberts. Sit down there in their sin cities. Faggot son. Daughter-in-law, whore. That's what she is. And that's what the twisted, effeminate son is. These men, jackals, drunkards and adulterous dogs. Men that say they were there. The men like R.G. Stair, effeminate, perverts, homosexuals. That's what he is. He's a homosexual man. And I'll tell the dog that. I will withstand the coward of hell, any of them. They have not the light of Yahshua. The scripture says, the scripture tells us this. If there is no light and the power of Yah's truth in a man, if there's not the light of Yahshua, if the power of that light is not in you, it is because you have not the Torah, the Torah, the Torah of Yah. This nation has not the Torah. Christendom has not the Torah. Babel does not esteem the Torah. Only Yisrael, Yahura, that makes up Yisrael, will stand in the power of the Torah of Yah. We need fire. We've had too much watered down stuff. I don't like cold showers. I like hot showers. I don't care how hot it is. I want a warm shower. Cold one just doesn't do me. And we like the cold showers. No, we need the hot shower. When you take a bath in a hot shower, the brothers brought me some hot water last night. I sit in that. I said, I could sleep in this tub. Hallelujah. I didn't want to sit in no cold tub of water. I wanted to sit in that hot tub and soak the bones, the little nicks, the little pains. I wanted to sit in that hot tub. And I sat there and just comfort myself in that. We need this fire to purge out the dross and the wickedness. America, again, she's sending the sons and daughters. And this perfect of a man that lies there, he is instructed by the spirit of Babel. He says he's a Christian, I believe it. But the gods have imparted their strength that even those that in Congress are afraid of him. There's a separation with the executive branch and the legislative branch that they will not be controlled by one another. And these effeminate men, these cowardice men, that they will not send their little daughters that are whores like they did in Vietnam. They sent them to Canada. They were rich and powerful. The dogs and the fat hogs. Like Limbaugh, that his daddy was a lawyer. They usurped the authority of the system. And they sent the poor black boys and the poor white boys and caused them to die. And these damn fools today gloat in that. They lift up these dogs. They're dogs. Hallelujah. I want them to come down on me because I will stand for this in front of a George Bush. That's why y'all gave this nation Babel, the leader that he did, Mr. Clinton, a whoremonger, wasn't he? You think that was the first woman he dealt with, Monica Lewinsky? Jennifer Flowers and all of them came up with stories. Come on, he was a dog. Because this nation, then he gave them a joker. He gave them a joker this time. Joker that knows he's a god. And they bow down before him too. I read an article this morning. He goes all the way over there to Kenya. And they're having hell in those nations because they'll receive the gods of the nation of America. You give money to a nation, you pervert the judgment of a people. That's what the wicked does. They can pull a gift out of their bosom. Oh, I missed the bush. We're bringing you aid to produce aid and to produce death. He says unto those people, it must be a power sharing. He says unto Mr. Sharai, down there in Pakistan, he says that there must be a power sharing. Well, why did not he and Mr. Gore share the power when he stole the election, as they say? Why did not he and Mr. the last one, what's this fellow from Massachusetts, Mr. Kerry? Why did not he and Mr. Kerry? You see, that's what a God does. It opposes their mandate upon any people. And tell them, I want you to act in a democracy. Well, what is a democracy? It is a demon-controlled government demagoguery that are controlled by demonic powers of greedy, selfish, wicked men to capture, to divide, to segregate, to make some greedy, to make some lustful, and to make some poor, that they may control the establishment of the world.
And so in order to do that, it must raise up these religious-minded men, men like Oral Roberts, and he's dying, men like, and I don't mock that, men like Billy Graham, they're dying, their doctrines have changed. You can be a faggot now, you can do what you want to in their former religion or their theology. They don't speak out against the putrefying sin in the nation. They don't even talk about that. Anyway, at their height, they did not talk about that. And the media, they were the darlings. You must have a religious power in Babel. And these men of Christendom, they are the religious scepters of power in this nation. And they have caused the nation to forget the name of Yahweh. Only Israel. That's why when Moshe said, "Who thou tell, sit me." He said, "You go get the elders and tell them that I am. I'm Yahweh. I'll set you down there." And so they can't do that today because they're weak and wicked and shallow. His word is like a fire. The message must be declared in the old land. Beginning with Yahweh, you must fear Yah. You must fear. No fear of Yah, no Yahweh. No fear of Yah in the nation. Because the spirit of Horem opposes Yah. Anytime you oppose the fire of Yah, anytime you get upset with your little weak mind, is because you are of a whorish nation. Your nature and the nation you are, you're whorish. That's what it is. Can I read something for you? I want to read something. Listen to this. There's two school teachers, and what parents would even have their children in a school system like that is bizarre to me. Very, very distinguished looking man. He has a nice look. I like him. Two teachers. Book may seem risky, but they say it's worth it to stir real conversation. So the two teachers wrote a book. Now, look what they say. I'm just going to read a chapter two. Like most teachers, Granville, Caldwell, and Ryan Marshall went to keep to going crazy. Listen now. After a middle school student sank his teeth in Marshall's leg during a classroom scuffle, his best friend listened in disbelief. When an administrator at Caldwell School chose Teachers Appreciation Week to tell the faculties, now they talk to the faculties, that they were failing their students, the two joked about it ironically. It was ironic that they were failing the students. Now listen, they wrote a book. The English teachers wrote poetry about what they wish they could say. Now this is what they wish they could say. Boys, stop wearing lip gloss and braids and act like men. Girls, stop dressing like whores, hookers. They dress them like hoes. They dress them like hoes. Because the spirit is based upon a spirit of whoredom. Now this is what this teacher says. Quit acting like hookers, like whores, and develop your brain. They have nothing but a butt to twist, titties to pump up. And don't tell me that doesn't influence your little daughters and sons who go to school. And look at that. You are a jackass if you think it doesn't. They have no brains. They're stupid. They're bulldaggish. They have no love for even their parents. Now these are teachers. Quit acting like whores. They're dogs. They're sleeping like dogs. That is the spirit of whoredom. Hallelujah. See, the word of Yah is like fire and it's like a hammer. And they also says, parents, stop buying your kids expensive clothing because they're flocking. So the parents strengthen their wickedness. Mothers today, instead of telling their daughters, "You're not going to dress like a hoe here. I will not buy you this." Instead of them telling them you dying on your way to hell and they say they love them, they are liars. That's not even a mammy. That's not even a mammy. That's not even a jackass of a pappy. To say they love someone and know they're wallowing in wickedness and sin, and they don't have the fire of Yah in them to tell them, "You wicked child of hell. You sold any kind of birthright yet. You are a dog, mama. And daddy, you are less than a dog. I said I don't give a nickel's worth of rat's dung if you don't like me. That's a coward of a man." That's the weak Jezebel woman. Hallelujah. You say you love them and you do not declare the power of his image unto them. That their shame, how they mock you. You're that kind of a coward. That's not even a coward, and I don't take it back. I don't care who I'm talking to. And there you are talking to, and I intend to talk to you. That's a coward. That's not love. For Yah so loved the world that he sent his imata, his truth, to die for Israel. That's a love from hell. It's not love. So the parents let them dress like whores. Don't bring them in the fear and the nurturing of Yah. That's what Bavel prevents. That's why Yah command Israel to come out of Bavel. He command us to learn not the ways of Bavel. He said, if you don't want the diseases upon you, Bavel, don't learn their ways. And you take comfort with a Jezebel's son or daughter? Come on, something is twisted in your mind. Yahshua said that any man love daddy, mama, son, brother, child, husband, wife more than he loved me cannot be my Tamaladim. He cannot be a Tamaladim of Yah. Cannot be a disciple. You cannot. This nation is not a... They call themselves discipling, don't they? But they're discipling children of hell. They make them twofold children of hell. They make them twofold children of hell. Parents hear this and they get upset. They don't like it. People, because they're stony, their hearts are stony. And the word of Yah is said to break your stony, wicked heart. The fire is to burn like a supernatural fire to show you what's in you. Yah has no fellowship with the unrighteous. How can you say you're son of Yah and you take comfort in the fellowship of the unrighteous deeds of the world? And you're comforted by their conversation and it doesn't trouble your mind. I'm troubled by it. I cannot do it. Well, Pastor Roberts, you went and saw your daddy. Well, if he's listening, if he's not, it makes no difference. To me, he is not an avat to me. He was a man that I wanted to see if there was connections there. I'm satisfied. I will probably, unless he comes and never see him again. But to be entrenched in their kind of fellowship they have there, I will never be a part of that. And the most profound thing that Yah, mother said to me last week, she said, Pastor Roberts, even Bunch said, I was so happy what Pastor Roberts did. She set that son in order. He preached and declared the power of HaMashiach unto him. That the man shut his mouth and he listened to me. You understand that the old man sat there in astonishment. He was astounded to hear what came out of the man's mouth because he had never heard it before in his life. A woman walks in there. She begins to listen. She said, I don't understand that. I know you don't. It's meant for Israel to understand. It's not meant for the world to understand. It meant for Israel to understand. For me to be a part of this form of worship today, I will not be a part of it. There are weak men and weak women. The scripture talks about that. They cannot bear burdens. And that's what this nation does to the people. That's why we must be under the cloak of Yahshua. We must be covered by him. Because that's why Yah tells us. He said, let the weak say I'm strong. Because it breaks you down. And you will know you're broken down because you began to murmur. You began to speak against the brothers and sisters. You never see any trouble in anyone at all. That's a weak one. That's a weak one. When you find one that always mutters. If you look up the word mutter in the true Hebraic meaning, the word mutter, I've done some research on it. And I understand what it means. It opens up the spirit of divination. That's why these Baptist whorehouses, the men, they growl, they groan. And they induce these spirits. That's why they go, that's why they do that. Can I ask you all a question? In any form of enchantment, do they do that? Come on, talk to me. Do they do that? That's how they do it. They're enchanting. They're muttering. Hallelujah. They're calling in these spirits of divination to alter the mind. The people cannot receive the imat of Yah. This is the nation that we live in, that the daughters are dressed like hookers and whores. The boys are effeminate wearing lip gloss. The mothers dress their daughters like little whores. They dress them beyond their age when they should dress like little girls. They try to make them attractive when they should make their appearance to be one that is not even noticeable. They try to fix them up like they must be noticed instead of being very humble. That's what they do today. It is not of Yahweh. It's wrong. It is the nature of this Babel spirit. That's what it produces. Man, I wouldn't even want to wear no lip gloss. My wife, I keep chapstick, but to wear lip gloss, my. Quit dressing like hookers. You see 8, 9 little young gals wearing high heels and boots. I said to Sister Roberts yesterday, we went out the other day, and I said to her, I saw this woman, I said, look at that. The woman's heels were this high, and she was walking like this. I said, look how the world makes. She had on her belly out. She had on jeans so tight. I said, see how the world makes women look so ridiculous. That's not even comfortable. I don't want to go anywhere unless my feet are comfortable. I'm not walking in nothing whereby my feet just for some kind of look. I want my feet to be comfortable. And I said, she's walking like that. I said, look, and I just had to look at it. I said, this is what the world does. This is the spirit of whoredom. It makes them weak. I was listening the other day, most women today, they have what they call open relationships. That is that they know that the effeminate man is messing around with everything that moves. And so if there's something that comes her way that's a little more attractive, she believes, then they justify whoredom. That's what they do. I preach this way, you young daughters, sons, keep your minds pure, not lustful. Keep yourself unspotted from the world. Wait on the husband of your youth. He will give you a man that will be a man, that he will enjoy you. You understand. And you don't act like a whore. You act like a dog. You be your husband in all things, not some, and everything. Because if Yahshua is his head, he will inspire you with the Torah of his HaMashiach. Hallelujah. The message, this truth of this end time must be declared unto Israel. I want to tell you something. When you began to oppose what the word of Yah says, there's a spirit of divination, there's a demonic power in you. That's what it is. I watched some that have left, that they will look out the window all the time. I watch some of you that you don't want to look this way because you're full of hell, because you know the word of Yah. And so they look this way and they look that way. And they got other things to alleviate there, to move their mind away from hearing what the word of Yah says. I know you're wicked. Well, I know you're talking to me. Yeah, as one said to me, you knew you were going to go off. I do go off. I go off out of the book. Hallelujah. I want to read this. The message of this time must be declared because it generates the fear of Yah. Listen to this. It says here, hallelujah. It says in Ma'asheth Shilishim, the book of Acts, the Acts of the Shilishim, the apostles, Acts 16:16. It says this, that when Shaul, he and Silas, and they were in Macedonia, and he had cast out an unclean spirit out of this one that had ridiculed and followed them for days, weeks. It says in Acts 16:16, "And it came to pass as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with the spirit of divination met us." She met Shaul and Silas, "which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying." Now that is what the spirit of soothsaying does. That is what the dreamers and these false prophets. That is why men like Kenny Hagin, T.D. Jakes can drive or ride Learjets. And they can drive Lamborghinis. They can drive a Rolls Royce, Bentleys. Because what they teach or the power that they use is soothsaying. And as this was a woman, she represents the mindset of this religious whore today. They would tell you, if it wasn't for the women, there would be no church. Well, if it wasn't for Yeshua, there would be no Israel. I believe that if it wasn't for the women, there would be no church. Because the church is not Yeshua, it's not the body of Yeshua. So this woman represents this open door that Babel opens, and she shows the kind of demonic power that operates in her. You look at these whorehouses, the women dress like hookers. The men go there to spy out, to satisfy their lustful acts. Because you will never hear them talk about this sinful fornication that takes place. You will never hear them inform them. It is the reason it causes this, because of this idolatry worship. So the woman brought her master much by soothsaying. The same followed Shaul and us. She followed Shaul. She followed Silas in Macedonia. Now Yah had urged Paul Shaul to go unto Macedonia, that he left quickly to get there. For this, everything in scripture represents Israel. It represents the tenets of Israel. And it shows us what Israel is when she has forgotten the Torah and the name of the Abba. Now look at this woman. She was full of divination. Even the demons know. They know the name of Yah. She says, "And she followed Shaul and us, as she cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High." Do you all hear that? Even the demons know the servants of the Most High. You may reject it, but you know that this man is a servant of the Most High. Say, "They are servants of the Most High, which show us the way of Yeshua, of salvation." I show you the way of salvation. Is that what is taught in Christendom? Yah has elected Israel. He cleansed us and purged us by the living power of the Torah, through the blood of Yeshua the Lamb. I don't care what we have learned in the past. It's wrong. I don't care what I've taught in the past. It was wrong. Many tenets. And the only thing that kept us afloat is because the desire of truth. I would not sell truth. I would buy it. Even though I didn't understand it, I would buy it and I would not sell it. It made no difference whether you concurred with me or not. Hallelujah. And those have left from here, they've gone back to the whore. They've gone back to this Sunday, this pagan worship. They have blasphemed the name of Yah. I will not sit with a dog like that. They're dogs. They have blasphemed his name. I don't care what we think, brothers and sisters, how we feel. It's the truth. He says, they show us the way of salvation. And it says, and this she did many days. Now, it doesn't say how many days, but it says many days. But Shaul, he been grieved with the woman. He said, "I don't need your testimony." He been grieved. He turned and said to the spirit, he said, "I command you in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach to come out of her." And in the same hour, and he came out, in the same hour. Well, the people were upset with Shaul for doing that, the owner. So they brought them before the magistrate of the city. And saying that these men, being Yahudim, do exceedingly trouble our city. Why? Because in verse 21 it says, they teach custom. What? They teach Torah. They teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans, being heathens. You all hear me? How has the mind of this nation been shaped? Has been shaped by the spirit of Rome. Lust, greed, were Romans. So the Torah of Yah was strange to us. They say we are Romans. So the customs that they teach, they are not, they don't resonate with us. Because we are Romans. And so a Roman, the old saying, or it's scripture, I know what it says. But people use that when you're in Rome, you do what Rome does. I remember when a thing that called himself a daddy, he came here and he said, well, when you're in Rome, you do what Rome does. Well, I knew he was an ignorant man. He didn't know what he was saying. So what are you saying? Well, if you're in Rome, you worship the way Rome worship. When you come here, you're in the wilderness with the elect seed of Yah, Yisrael. And we worship Yah. We worship the Abba. I don't do what Rome does. I'm not a Roman. I'm not a heathen. I am a Hebrew Israelite. I'm a truth seeker. I seek Yah. I buy His truth. And I don't sell it. Wisdom and understanding. Hallelujah. So when you're at Rome was the nation of the pantheon of gods. So when you're at Rome, there's a pantheon of gods. This is the element of the Roman entity here, America. She is the seed of the Roman entity. She has all the power of the Greco-Persian, the Romans of Babel. She has all of that. That's what she is. She's a Jezebel. She's a whore. And so a whore, as Yah said, you open your legs up unto every man. You give them gifts and they give you nothing. Does not this nation do that? She gives to every nation. She's a whore. I'll read that before I close. Hallelujah. I know what the scripture says. Do I know it all? No, I know all I need to know to teach you what I'm teaching you today. I know enough of that. I know all I need to know today to have line upon line. Precept, concept, where they belong. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know that. I have enough of that wisdom. Hallelujah. I know what is truth. Because it makes one free. The imats of Yah makes him free to obey him. And I'm free to do that. I'm absolutely free. There's no spirit of divination here to bring you into bondage. Makes you free here. He says, so they teach custom because we are Romans. And the multitude, they rose up together against them. You never done that, have you? You never rose up against the man of Yah? And find someone to rise up, cum with you. He began to talk despairingly against him. Speaking against dignities. You speak of things you know not. And you ought not. So they rose up against the men of Yah. And the magistrate, they rent their clothes and commanded them to be beaten. And when they had laid many scribes upon them, they cast them into the prison. And commanded that they be kept by the jailers. Is this not a prophecy of what Yah said would happen to Yisrael? Because we speak a custom or a language that is not familiar with the Romans. For we declare all things in the name of Yahshua. We keep the Torah of Yah, and the living Torah in our hearts, by the power of this Emat, this truth of Yah, which is revealed in Yahshua. And we have the testimony of Yahshua. We overcome by the Dabar, the word of Yah, the Torah of Yah. And by the testimony, the living blood of Yahshua. That's how you're not going to come and overcome any other way. Your crying is not going to get you over, brothers and sisters. You're going to overcome the way the word of Yah says. And that is how Shaul and Silas overcame because they stood in the standards of the truth of Almighty Yah. When the door of Babel is opened, it is because there is such a form of idolatry. It cannot even be reckoned. It even grieved the love of Yah. And this nation and its forms of Christianity, how many forms are in this nation? So many, 6,000 just of Christianity. This nation has some of the most electrifying Buddhist temples, Mormon whorehouses in the world. And they build them in every part of this nation. She is the gate to the gods. Freedom of religion. Yah said, don't even allow that spirit to come in to Jerusalem. Cast them out. When a man comes into that city on the Shabbat, then he must strip himself, bare himself, and make himself naked. Because we will not allow him to bring this strange doctrine and this strange form of teaching to cause the people to forget my name. That's why the message must be declared. And the first tenet is that we must Yahweh. We must fear Yah. We must fear Yahweh. That's why he commands us that his word is the way it is. He's not going to speak to you in dreams. He's going to speak to you by Yahshua. And Yahshua has given us a clear understanding of the living power of the Torah of Yahweh. He means what he says. And the reason we cannot prosper in the Ruach or in the power of the might of Yahshua because we don't obey him. That's why we are falling. We are stumbling. It is the truth. Hallelujah. Don't back down. I will never do that. Even when I'm old, I won't do that. Hallelujah. You can't give enough here to make me do that. Well, I give 500 every 2 weeks. That doesn't make this place. You think 500 keep this place going? That doesn't mean nothing. I give 200, 250 every week. Come on, brother. Just you think that your 200 will circumvent anything if you didn't give that? You're not even silly. You're not even silly. Hallelujah. It will stop nothing. Hallelujah. It will not prevent anything from going forth. We shall eat and we shall rejoice and we shall celebrate the festivity of Yah with great abundance. It ain't going to stop one thing. Nothing. Nothing. You literally think you're 250 or 300 sustain this? Foolish. For Yah sustain Israel with living manna. They say, what is this? So that's why we ask the question, what is this? You give me this to eat, Yah? Well, it's the body of Yahshua. He gives us that to eat. And you must eat. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by some other words. Kol, every word. And his Torah is the life of his bosom, Yahshua. We must live by every word. Every word that comes from the love of Yah, from his inward parts. We must. For the Melech declared in the midst of Hashemayim this everlasting message that we must fear Yah, we must kabod, honor him. For the hour has come that his mishpats, judgment upon Babel, upon the nation, that city, Babel, and upon the spirit that predominates in Babel. When our minds are confused from what Yah instructs us, the Torah, his mitzvah are simple. They are simple. It is not some kind of encumbrance type of reading or rendition or way of life to live. It is simple. And the reason he made them simple because he knew he was dealing with a simple people. We don't grasp things very well, do we? We do not. And the reason we don't grasp because of our own ability to rise up. We allow ourselves to rise up to kum, our minds to rise up, we cannot hear. It's almost like a little retarded child. And I use that expression when they rise up against their parents or the parent tell them something. They become, you can see the hardness in the expression. They cannot even hear what the parent tells them. I mean, do that. No, but daddy. That's how they respond. And that's what this nation and those that are of Israel, they have done. They have rose up. They have kum against Yah because his word is like a fire. And they say to him, "Yah, don't tell me that. Speak to me nicely. Tell me my son is a fine boy. He's not fine. Tell me my daughter, she's sweet. She's not sweet. Tell me you're going to save. I'm not going to save the Jezebel. When a man or a woman put their hand to the plow and they turn their back, they're not fit for the kingdom of Almighty Yah. They're not fit. You're not putting your hand to this plow. And then rise up against Yah and think you're going to be fit for the kingdom. Oh, hell cannot save you. Hallelujah. That's why he has elected the remnant of the Zerah, the seed of the elect woman. Just a small fragment of the whole is not many. And that's the truth. Let no one beguile you. Benihin has not seen anyone turn to Yah. He's seen the power of his divination to raise millions. Or Robert, Benihin, Tenny Hagen, T.D. Jakes, in 1 or 2 years they raised billions of dollars. They raised what the GNP of nations do not have. That's what they do. And they fly around in opulent lifestyle and they dine at what they call the most sophisticated places. Eating rat tails and everything. Hog meats. Everything that is unclean. They have used the power of sorcery over the minds of the women. And it happened in the beginning when a woman will not submit. Hear me, daughters. I don't care what you all think. It does not make you less than the man, but you must submit unto the authoritative Torah of Yah. The woman must submit to the man. The man is the head of woman. I don't care if it was 50 women here, one man. I'm still the head. It doesn't make you lay in bed with them, but you instruct them in the principles, the ordinance, and the Torah of Yah. That's why every man must be strong. That's why every man must learn how to bear the weight. In case there is a cataclysm, mayhem, they can stand in the might of Yah and lead the daughters of Kisayan. Weak man cannot do it. He cannot. You know how you sisters are. You overtake a man. Just your voice and your emotions. Truth, yeah. Hallelujah. She's not a woman unless she submits. The spirit of a Jezebel. This nation, she has a stature of liberty, doesn't she? This effeminate woman spirit. Because that's what she is. But she will not submit unto the authority or the headship of anyone. Or any government or any constitution. You see, what a Jezebel always do is try to impose on others. Do this, this the right thing. Like Mr. Bush is in the nation on that continent of Kenneth. I say it that way. On that dark continent. He's going there to tell the people to you share the power. And they don't share it here. So this is the mandate. This is what I want you to do. Miss Condoleezza Rice told that woman, Bhutta, you go back to Pakistan, Mushara, you'll share the power. And those radical, damn twisted minds of the Islamic will not allow that. They're not going to allow a woman to move from the place that they believe their book says she ought to reside in. This nation is wicked. In our minds, we had never heard why all of a sudden, I'm going to preach this, brothers and sisters. September 11, we had never heard of a bin Laden. 3 days after, they knew exactly who the persons were. They knew exactly where bin Laden was. And they raised up this spirit of Horam to destroy a nation. That even they gave power and constitution to the Taliban. That freak of a man, the Reaganites, they Raise this dog up like he's a god. He is their god. He's a dog burst out of hell. Nobody knew about bin Laden. Nobody knew about him. Nobody. Little nation, you didn't even know where Afghanistan was and still probably can't find it. Never heard of Kazakhstan. Uzbekistan. They have the oil. See, not that you hurt the, not the oil or the wheat. Don't hurt the oil or the wine. They have the oil. They have the oil. And they want to run a pipeline from those countries out to the Indian Ocean, whereby they say the oil flows. And these mobiles and these shells, these rich dogs, birthed out of hell, will oppress the people. That's why Israel must come out of her. It blessed my lamb more than anything. Brothers and sisters, I could probably, and I know I could live very sumptuously, just Sister Robinson and me. But it blessed my lamb more than anything that we as a people, a small group, can help and bless one another. There's nothing any greater than that. There's nothing more profound than that. Nothing. There's no greater love than that he will lay down his life for his friend. He will lay down his life for his friend. Hallelujah. That's no greater love. That's great love. He didn't say that. No greater love that a man will lay down his life for a son or daughter. But no greater love. This is the great love that one will lay down his life for a friend. That's what the word of Yah says. That's why he tells you to love your neighbor as yourself. He loved your neighbor as yourself. Love your neighbor as yourself. This preacher's going to make it plain. You holler, that's all right. Hallelujah. So we need men that will stand with us, fire in their bellies. And it must burn. You got to be sober. Can't be any folly or jocularity. Hallelujah. I don't need to talk about David Roberts. I use him as an example to show you what little he possesses. I'd rather be with the people of Yah. I'd rather suffer. I'm not suffering at all. Hallelujah. I don't suffer being with the people of Yah. Not one bit. I take great delight in it. Hallelujah. What they do wrong, tell me you're wrong. Tell me what you're doing. Lies and deception and greeds. Hallelujah. It's amazing how people will take more excitement with the wicked. And they can sit down and enjoy them. Well, that's my mama. Well, Yah says, who is my mother? Yeshua. Who is my brother? Who is my sister? They that hear Yah's word and do his will. The same is. They that do not do the will of Yah, that is not my brother, my sister. That's just a fact of the mind. I have no problem with that. You may have a problem with it, but I have no problem with it. I know my brothers. I know my sisters. They hear what Yah says. They do the will of Yah. Hallelujah. I have opportunity to do tov unto all men, but especially they are the house of Israel. Especially they. I love that about Elder Bynum. Now that he always talk about, I love Israel. And he loved Israel even more profoundly. Since Yah has blessed him to meet us and us to meet him. I can sense that. He said, Pastor Roberts, I love Israel. And the man means it. His words are not empty words. And it blesses me to hear brothers talk like that. Talk like that. We are by nature selfish. That's why Yah has to break us down. And so this powerful message must be declared unto the kingdoms of the world that Yahshua, the power of Yah must be established. And that power is the living persona Yahshua dwelling among Israel. I want to read something from the book, as Bishop would say. Hallelujah. We'll read from the book. It says in Gilead, Revelation 14 and 8. It says this. It says, and there followed another Melech, saying, Babylon, Babel, is fallen. Calls her a great city, because she made all nations to drink of the wine of her wrath, her fornication, her zonana, her adulterous wicked ways. Now that's what this nation does. She caused all to drink from her adulterous, her form of idolatry and God worship that removes the people, their minds, and the generation that come away from the simplicity of the lifestyles that they once lived. Having food and raiment, they were content. And now it creates this sensation of lust and greed, whereby it cannot be satisfied. And they are so drunken by their lust and their greed, they are never contented. That's what the spirit of a whore does. She never brings about contentment. Never. Yah's not content with this whore. Israel is a whore. She's a backslidden Jezebel. We can sense that among ourselves. Our deeds and our actions. The things we do. And how we respond to Yah. The spirit of this whore, it is vile. It is unclean. And it is not of Almighty Yah. For Bavel, she has fallen. And the destruction of her power, the destruction of America's power is gone. She has no power. Bavel, that land of Iraq, it has no power at all. None whatsoever. You understand, brothers and sisters, that this nation was key in raising up Mr. Saddam. Do you not understand this? It supported all the tyranny of the world. It supported all the dictators of the world. Every kind of corrupt government, this nation has been an arm, a strength to the nation, that they may open the door for this fornicating, adulterous spirit. You watch women that dress like women, they begin to dress like sluts and whores. You watch women that dress like young women, they begin to dress like Jezebel. You watch nations whereby the promiscuity was not even, and the young girls began to have babies. And the dogs of this fornicating nation, these educated, sophisticated dogs of hell, they go to Indonesia, the Philippines, and Jamaica, and Barbados, to have their lust satisfied upon children, little ones. And you mamas dress them like hoes and harlots. You impart that in them. I don't give a nickel's worth of rat's tongue what children think. I don't care what they feel about me. I don't care. You know, you notice I say to all, I don't go to children. I don't make them come to me. For what? You think I'm going to take time to make a little knucklehead kid come to me? They would eventually come. No. They will know that, Pastor Robert, they will know that, yeah, he's the man. Not them. You will never, I don't care what child has been born, if you've never seen me, just, no, they'll come. I say, you don't have to bring them to me. They cry. Don't worry about that. I don't have no problem with that. That's the truth. Hallelujah. I will not condescend. I will not condescend. You understand? That's the way we are. Well, Pastor Robert, you said this. Well, you just, every time I look up, you just fuss. And I know, yeah, that's what he did. He says words like a fire, like a hammer. Hallelujah. That's what he said, didn't he? Like a fire. Like a hammer. So the destruction of this whore, this Babylon system, this monarch system. And a monarch is one that controls the subjects. America controls you. It makes you buy, makes you spend, makes you give your children your wealth of your mind over unto it. Say what you will, but that's what she does. She demands and commands that. Nothing you can do unless you have the mind of Yahshua. You cannot even train your children in that mind unless you have that mind. Come on, brothers and sisters. If you are a whore, if a man is a drunkard whore, his wife is full of whoredom, what choice does the child possess but to emulate what they see and hear? If you are a fool, if you do not have the Torah, if you do not love the Torah of Yah, then what can you teach them but a hatred for the Torah? Tell me. You can't teach them the Ahava of the Torah. So the mind of you parents, you will import or cause that to fill the void of a little child who has no mind to think or to discern. That's why Yah, being our Abba, he said, let the mind, just let it. I'm not going to force it in you. Just let the mind of Yahshua, let it. Let that mind be in you as it was in Yahshua. Well, when I began to please me, began to love me with everything you got. Love me above all things. Whether you're naked or full, love me. Whether you have much or little, love me. That's what he wants. Hallelujah. That's why this message must be declared. It is a warning unto Israel. Because the thing that you trust in is going to fall. I look at the stock market every day. I kind of keep abreast of it. And I say, let it crumble, Yah. I don't care what Mr. Bernanke says. He's cutting the interest rate every 2 or 3 weeks. You understand what that is when they cut that rate or the prime lending rate? It is what a bank loan in another bank. That's what that is based upon. Say, Wachovia loan Bank of America, $100 million at 3%. That's how they do it. For how long? For 60 days? For 30 days? For a day? That's how they do it, brothers and sisters. That's how they do it. The bank in Singapore may loan the bank in Wachovia $100 million tonight. Well, when the bank's over tonight, they may loan that during the night. Well, it's closed there. Well, the bank's Wachovia is open the day. So Wachovia take that $100 million and makes $130 million. So it pays the Bank of Singapore $105 million back the next day. That's how they do it. So that's how banks loan money. That's for the prime. And so what they're saying, we're trying to lower this so the banks will loan more money. People will have more money that they will spend. That they will spend. That's how this whore is always, her desire is always based upon spending. What she can spend. This is a nation of whoredom and gods. It is a nation that has been birthed by the gods of darkness. And Israel, the only way, listen my friends, you're going to see the light. You must have the Torah. You must have the Torah of light. Let everything else for you to live is Hamashiach. And can I tell you, it is certain. I know this is. I'm going to die. We're going to die. And the remembrance of you will long be forgotten. Hallelujah. How many do you even think when you walk past that little grave to look at the condition? See, I looked one of the graves. I said, we got to fix this up. Even little jailer, how many of you even think about that? That's not, that even cross your mind. You all can sit and say, these are hypocrites. You don't even think about that. There's not a day go by that my mind doesn't even think. And I know what Yah has done. I remind his children of him. Their avat. I remind that son and tell him often he was a fine man that loved me. Would have died for me. You got a long way to go to become the kind of man your daddy was. But I want him to be that kind of man. I want him to be the man. I would tell my brothers, their father, their avat, did not leave them a heritage of putrid. He left them a heritage of an standard. Didn't have no money. Thank Yah, I didn't have any. He gave you something greater than money. He didn't leave your daughter a heritage of whoredom. He left you a standard. All you know about that man is how he lived. A simple life that as he come to the knowledge of the truth, he obeyed that. Enough that you can say. He left you that. Your daddy laid down something for you. He didn't lay down the spirit of the world that your mother and all of them have gone to. He didn't lay that down. Simple man. He didn't lay that down for you. He laid down a standard that he loved you enough to lay down his life. And he gave his life because he believed to leave you something. After saying that for this damn wicked world to hell with him. I say it. We don't even think like that. He calls a little child to raise up out of the bosom and the breast of his mother. Hallelujah. Not knowing anything but what she's heard and her mind shaping. But yet there was confidence there to believe it. And no pain. There's no pain to the death of the Siddiqah. Hallelujah. 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 and cause even among us the babe to hold fast the integrity of Yah. We sit here with hypocrisy. I can't stop preaching like this because we need to be bathed. We need to go down to the Fuller's house. We need the Fuller soap. I know all things work for the tough. Everything he's done is right. He didn't make no wrong decision. Everything he did was right. Everything. I don't care what the weak ones may think. Nothing bad, nothing wrong happened. Everything happened according to his direction, his mandate, and his plan. He did it. Hallelujah. Don't ever charge y'all foolish. He did it. And he's right all the time. Can I read this before I go, Father? You got the flu back there? You got the flu? Let me read a little bit of this. You know, they trust in everything but y'all, don't they? It says here, flu shot doesn't protect the folk from the viruses. But they're selling them that the rich Pharmac is getting wealthy on this, billions of dollars. It says this, Atlanta, the flu season is getting worse. And the U.S. health officials say it is partly because of the flu vaccine doesn't protect. They tell you the old folks and the babies need it, don't they? They're pausing them. That little child, her temperature 101 degrees, because she letting you know, Mama, I'm sick. But Yah has put something in me, a defense. And these things trying to overtake me, Mama. You don't get fiffer. So my temperature's rising. Why? Because this is the way that Yah made this old body to fight it off. It's going to kill it. It's going to consume it. Yeah, that's the truth. Hallelujah. So it doesn't even work. And yet you can tell people this. You think they will believe that? But this is what the physician, this is what the Center of Disease Control Center telling us. That's ignorant, isn't it? That's not even ignorant. It's selling you the state of South Carolina for $500, and you believe you own the state. That's what it's selling you. They buying a pig in the poke, as they would say. Haven't seen the pig. Bag looks big. The man says a big pig. And they bought. There was a con gang that, let me tell you this, that when I was growing up, the men used to play this, but they were greedy people. Only a greedy person get taken in a con gang. Man, that's why he never get taken. Never. And so what they would do, they would have a television and say, look, I got 25 of these. Open up a box. Here's one. And they would let the man open up a box. He'd look at the television and say, woo, how many you got, 25? I take them all. I tell you what. Give me $150 of television. You take all of them. Well, in the other box, they would just have bricks. Make it seem like they're heavy. That's what they would do. Well, the greedy man thinking he's getting over. And these were businessmen. He's going to buy them $125. He's going to sell them for $400-$500. So he's going to make a major profit. And then they will only have that one television. When they began to open the boxes, with nothing there but bricks and metal. Nothing. Greed. And that's what this overzealous nation has done to us. It has sold us a false bill of health and security. And that's what a Jezebel does. She tells the man, I comfort you, I soothe you, I make you happy. She's not happy. That's what this religious whore does to the people of this nation. She's not happy. Those in Christianity are not happy. It's a false illusion. It's not. Hallelujah. I know I would not have made it keep going that way, kept that path. I know that. Because the doctrine is weak. It is soft. Sure it is. He has brought us to the right path. This monarchy, this government, this power is coming down. Judgment upon Babel. And everything you have trusted in, you have hoped in, you better hope in Yahshua. You can't hope in no Lord or no God or no Jesus, Jesus. You better hope in Yahshua. I don't care what cousins, aunts, uncles are doing. You better have your hope in Yahweh. I don't care what direction they take, you take the right path. I don't care how they ostracize and turn against you and speak, you do what is right before Yah. Do not make your bow, your fellowship with the wicked, because you will be scarred. You will have the same stench as they have. I will not make provisions. I don't even do that for myself. And my wife knows I love her. I don't even do that for her. They can handle it the way I get on you at times. Hallelujah. But it does produce a quietness. Just be quiet. Don't worry about nothing. Hallelujah. See, that's love there. That's love. That's love. That's real love. Not this trash happened here the other day. This cheap candy. This bunch of trash. What a ripoff. I've never been a part of it. Never done that. Even a heathen, I didn't do that. Nothing but a scheme. Hallelujah. Let me move just a little farther, all right? Wisdom is principle, brothers and sisters. But we must get understanding. We must have the binah of Yah. And that is the revealed power of His truth. That it brings about the strength of His fruit in our lives. We must have that. Without that, then we're going to be a miserable people. You don't have the truth, you're miserable. That's why many are miserable. They don't have the truth. Because they have nothing to hope for. I have everything. Mahamashiach to hope for. That's all I need. Yahshua means all to me. That's all I need. So Yochanan saw this Melech and he says that she has made all nations to drink from her wrath, and Babel is fallen because the judgment is upon her. It says in Yeshaya, Isaiah, I want to read this quickly. Yeshaya 14, verse 4. He says, then shall you take up a Mishli, a proverb against the king of Babel, and say, how has the oppressor, the Nagas, ceased? Is this not an oppressing, a nation of oppression? Does this nation not, does not oppress the people? It oppresses every nation. It oppresses the people. How is it that the oppressor has ceased? The golden city ceased. America presses the people with her taxes. She demands. She exacts from us. She takes our taxes. She takes your land. There are people that have lost their land because they missed 3 cents on the tax bill. The people that have lost their land because they missed $1. It was $49, they said $48. They said you owe $1. And it goes up for tax auction. And that is the truth. One of the most hurtful things I read, this old woman, she lost her land because she didn't add the $2.30. And when those boys go buy the land, we have them around here. When they buy the land, believe me, they buy it. And once they get it, there's nothing you can do. Hallelujah. We ran into that problem with this house up here. Man had bought it. Tax delinquent. The lawyer did not do the right work. When I walked in his office, he knew that I meant business. He said to me, Pastor Roberts, I know you'll beat the... That's what he said. He said, I was scared ass. I said, you're not going to do the people that way. We have paid you, man. You better take care of the man. So I want $40,000 for it. I wasn't going to give him one nickel. That's what this house here. He said, I want $40,000. That's what I'll take for it. It's not even worth $25,000. But there are people that lose their houses and their land because they don't know. They lose it. And that's what this oppressor does. An oppressor calls the minor one not to fully develop. If you take an animal and you beat that animal all the time from a puppy, and every time the animal sees you, it gets scared and just begins to shiver and shake. You think the minor that little beast has developed right? And so that's what this nation does. It oppresses us that we never develop the mind of Yeshua. That's the power. That's what Babel does. caused the mind to be stressed. Everyone is stressed out there. Their bills, their children, their homes, how they eat, how they do this, their jobs, taxes. That's what it does. That's the nature of Bethel. That's why Yah is going to bring his mishpatim upon this war. It causes families to become dysfunctional because of her oppression and her strength. She's demanding, and that's what an oppressor does. Demands, commands, put pressure. They're tyrants, they're lords. We see what's taking place in this market today. People bought those homes with what they call arms. It's an adjustable mortgage rate. It adjusts after, so they put them in there. The woman we bought this house from, Miss Joyce, she moved across the road over here. Payment was $400. It went up to what even her monthly income could not cover. One woman, her house payment was $600-$700. It went up to $1,400. And they put this false delusion upon people. And they think they have something, and they have nothing. I said to a man right here, he doesn't even come, you all may remember, his name is Paul. I said, you're an ignorant man. He didn't like that. I want to sell my house and give an offering. I said, I don't want no offering here from you. That's what I told him. Don't need it. I said, but it's an ignorant man. How much you expect to make out of the house? Well, I'll make $5,000 or $6,000. I said, don't you understand the mathematics of that? That's dumb. I said, give the house back to them. And that same house payment you make a month, you put it in the bank. And at the end of the year, you have $15,000 plus. I say, within 5 years, you're going to sell the house in 5 years. Are you going to make $67,000, $70,000 out of the sale of the house? He's going to make $5,000 or $6,000. I say, man, to me, that's wise to give them the house back. Buy your little cheap piece of land. Pull your something out there just to live. And then you put that same house payment in the bank. And at the end of 5 years, you're going to have $60,000 to $70,000. With interest, you're going to have more than that. I say, man, that makes sense, doesn't it? I said, doesn't even take a rocket science to realize that the way you're going is ignorant. Well, of course, he rose up because he was a little small man, small in his maturity, small in his physical size. And he rose up and he... You're still ignorant. I hope he hears this. And he's still ignorant. Hallelujah. He may sneak and listen to me every now and then. This may be one of the chances. Is that not ignorant? Come on, my brothers and sisters. You invest $1,200, $1,300 a month. For 5 years, and at the end, you're going to have $5,000, $6,000. Doesn't it make sense to give it back? Put that $1,200, $1,300 in the bank. Even you put $1,000, you have $12,000 each year. 5 years, you got what? $60,000. I said, that's what you do, man. But because of his pompous pride, he couldn't hear that. Will you go off, you talk, you do it. He was weak, he couldn't handle that. Hallelujah. So this nation is one that oppresses. To make one have this delusion to actually think they have something and they really have nothing. They're not the possessors of anything. It's a delusion. It's false. They possess nothing. Hallelujah. They wanted this piece of land today, they can take this from us. Eminent domain, they take it. We want to put a Walmart here. We want to put a massive chicken factory here. It's going to create taxes for Jefferson. They can take it tomorrow. That's the truth. And they would give what they call market value. Some of these mobile homes are worth $800. That's what they would give us. Hallelujah. Is it going to happen? For they wandered dens and caves. Foxes have holes. Birds have nests. But the Son of Man hath nowhere to lay his head. Creplo Dolly, you're a lying dog. Ben Hen, you're a lying dog. Yeshua was not rich. Though he was rich, he became poor. You're a lying child of hell. He didn't even have a place to lay his head. You're a dog, Ben Hen. You're a dog, Creplo. T.D. Jakes, you're a fat, whole line dog. And I said that way because that's what these dogs are. They shut the name of Yah from the people. You got these little pipsqueaks all around with these whole houses that resonate the same thing that they say. I want to say what Yahshua says. Hallelujah. He says your kingdom. He said that Babel, you oppress the golden city. Yahweh has broken the staff of the wicked and the shebet, the scepter of the ruler. He who smote the people, and I know this is a metaphor of Shatan, but this is the nature of Babel. He who smote the people in wrath with a continuous stroke. He that ruled the nations in anger. Can we not see that today? Can we not see that America ruled the nations? She rules the nations. Babel, the power of Babel, has always ruled the nations. And that's what she does. She ruled the nations. She influenced. Her culture is there. Her pornography, her wickedness. That's her scepter, her wickedness. He said, the staff of wickedness. And your scepter. That's what her staff is. It's wickedness. Everything that she rules your sons and your daughters by, it is a wicked power that rules them. Television, and radios, the rappers, the music. That's what rules today, doesn't it? Come on, my brothers and sisters. Don't get weary in well-doing. Hallelujah. I'm not weary. I'm preaching. All you got to do is sit there and listen and just hear it. Train yourself to hear. Hallelujah. Work with yourself to be attentive unto Yah. Train, discipline yourself. Hallelujah. That's why when I pray, when I come here to pray, I stay on my knees for the 1 hour regardless. I just stay on my knees. You have to train yourself to do that. You get down there a little while, your knees start to hurt. Well, that's all right. So we must train ourselves. We have to train our minds. How do we train? We have to prepare for the military battle. So we got the training from the most powerful manual on military spiritual warfare. That's this book. So the scepter of America is one of wickedness. That's what it is. It is a rasha. It is a wickedness that they are guilty. They are guilty. She's a guilty, defiant nation. And everything she teach and train us in, it is to defy Yah. You smote the people with a continuous stroke. He that rule the nations in anger is persecuted and none hinder. None calls for the restraints upon America. The whole earth is at rest and quiet. They break forth in the singing. And when this whore goes down, the nations are going to break forth in singing. When America falls, the nations are going to break forth. She have colonized, stole, robbed from the people to make a fat, lazy people here. That's why we cannot be a partaker of her wickedness. Come out. Don't practice what she practices. Don't do the things she does. Don't give your money to her for her to consume it upon her lust. When a man got $100 billion, you wonder why he wants more. A nation with a budget that is so tremendous, how do you pay it? She must oppress the people. She must rob from the people. She must do that to keep up her military machine there in Iraq. And it's for one purpose. It's for the neocons and the Zionists and those that want to make money. That's all it's about, brothers and sisters. That's what it's about. For those that are rich to get richer. For those that motivate and elevate men to put them in power. No vote is going to put Clinton in power or Obama. Mr. McCain is not going into power. It is the powers that be. And their man seem like today is Mr. Obama. They want him in there because they're going to change the clarion of this nation here. You understand? They're going to give you a false serenity of there's a great promise here. And that's a lie from hell. It's a false illusion. The wicked shall do wicked. Why? Because they don't understand the judgment of Yah. He's going to bring the fire of his words, the fire of his mishpatim, the judgment upon this Jezebel, this sluttiest whore that's ever been upon the face of the earth. He's going to bring it down. You better cover yourself with the dam of Yahshua. Hallelujah. You better cover yourself there. Wash yourself. Better cover your mind. And you better save yourself. You better save yourself. You better save yourself. My friends, I love you. Now, if I'm your friend, I cannot be a friend of the world, right? If a man is a friend of the world, he's what? He's an enemy of Yah. So if your daddy, your mama are worldly people, your sons, your daughter, and they're your friends, you're an enemy of Yah. Put it any way you want to. Well, that's my mama. She's a Jezebel. She despises Yah. You can sit down and laugh and have comfort with her. But what about the daughters of Tizayan? You can sit with her all day when they come to the daughter. You don't even want to be around them. You know you're twisted. You're not even twisted. You're a fool. Come on, man. Come on. You're that weak. Come on. Rise up. Hallelujah. Let your daddy act like you know what he is and let him kiss your son. Not me. I don't care if he left you $100 million. I'll let him keep it. Let him kiss your son. Come on. I'm not afraid. You know what that man is. You know what he is. Everybody can see that. Feminine homosexual. No, I let him touch my son. That's right. Jehovah's daughters and you. That's right. I want him to kiss my son. Hold my son and kiss him. And he kissing another man. You all twisted as hell. You allow me to do that. I wouldn't allow him. Hallelujah. May Yah bless you. I'm going to stop there today. Hallelujah. May He strengthen Yisrael. You are friends that are listening. May Yah bless you. Pastor Rob was a little forced for today. I know it. I get that way. Hallelujah. Man that finds a wife in this hour, he has shown enough. He's got him something tremendous. Hard to find one. Hallelujah. That's why a man, he prays and he waits on Yah. He just don't want a bed partner. You can find them all day long. Hallelujah. Wife, you want to make yourself a wife. You understand, young daughter? Make yourself beautiful. It ain't having your lips painted like some Fruit Loop paint board. But your beauty is the essence of your inwardness that flows. So when he looks at you, he says, I'm a blessed man. That's why Boaz, he said, whatever it takes to get Ruth, I'm going to do it. Hallelujah. I know she got someone in line that's supposed to have her first, but he ain't got enough. Hallelujah. I know the devil should have had us, shouldn't he? But Yahshua said, I'll pay the price. And old Boaz said, you're virtuous. Oprah, she began to think about the world and flaunting her thing and shaking, twisting her hips. And so she said, Mama Naomi, I love you, honey. But give me a kiss. I don't want to leave, but I'll be back. And she never came back. Hallelujah. Ruth shows that commitment unto Yah. Ah, that's so beautiful. Hallelujah. So we volunteer for Yah today. What to do what He commands. That's May Yah bless you. May He strengthen you, Israel. May He cause the light of Yahshua to shine upon you. Bless you all that are listening. May He cause the light of His Hamashiach to fill your life. Come on, Brother Patrick, you all. And let's sing unto Yah. Bless you all that are listening. May Yah strengthen you all. And may He cause His fatness to fill your love. As we rejoice in Yahshua. Hallelujah. To Yah be the honor. In Yahshua's name. Bless you all. This is for you that are listening. As we close this day, Brother Micah, Sister Michael. We bless you all. Thank you kindly for all your tremendous gifts. Brother Rhodes there in Texas, bless you, my brother. Yah barak you. Shalom, Yisrael. Hallelujah. 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 Let us stand to our feet. Hallelujah. For we come to declare the name of Yahshua the Lamb and the power of Izabah Yahweh. For while he was in the world, he kept them in Yahweh's name. And he went unto the Abar. So we declare the only name, no other name, no substitutes, the name of Yahweh and the power of his HaMashiach. In all things we do, Baraki, O Maria, bless Israel today. Strengthen, I pray, and cause the lights of your Torah and the revelation of Yahshua to shine from the Levim of all Israel. Bless the hearers today and those that gather and join with us on the live stream. We ask all things in Yahshua's mighty name. We trust you for the Teshua, Yahshua's name. Israel cried, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.